Sans Pants Radio, Australia's dumbest podcast network.
Hey, you handsome dickheads. Did you know it's been a year since we tarnished UK soil with our presence? And in celebration of that tarnishing, we've finally been able to salvage the audio from our Git Posh tour and piece together something coherent from all that footage we filmed and slap that all on a USB cassette tape that you can purchase right now from audiobooksontape.com. But that's not all, you beautiful human beings. If you use coupon code DICKHEAD at checkout, you get 10% off the whole damn thing. That's 21 brand new, never heard before unless you were there episodes and a heap of bonus video footage, like Jackson getting his head stuck in Brighton's Cheeky Chappy. So if that sounds like something you want to consume, just head to audiobooksontape.com and use coupon code DICKHEAD at checkout.
Hey everyone, and welcome to our 300th episode of Plumbing the Death Star. We've done it. We've been there since episode one. We then hit record 300 times, and now we're here. And I'm happy to say that we're here to ask the important questions.
Thanos is attacking the city!
Woo!
Pew, pew, pew! Yeehaw! Chicka, 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 bow!
You're Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again. We're going to do that for a third time.
Yeah.
Like episode 200.
Or 8 or
and
whatever.
And episode 8, I think the first one was.
Yeah, you're going to be Nick Fury again.
Oh, no.
So I guess after being deposed as leader of S.H.I.E.L.D. because you tried to drive to Slakovia. As we all recall, the Oracle.
Jonusha set himself up to knock those Ultrons down, but then decided to take the car on his trip to Slakovia.
Presumably, America.
Yeah.
Slakovia got destroyed.
All right, so Slakovia is dead. Hey, no Quicksilver or one?
Yeah.
Scarlet Witch.
From memory, I think
someone
the mutants
else
helped
it.
A bit.
That's right.
The mutants helped, and also
Magneto
Drax
fixed it.
Drax was there because you told you were going to meet him there, but you didn't.
You, did.
You just left Drax high and dry.
Okay, so
sword
hate you. Magneto is like a champion of humanity.
He's a champion of the people.
Because
you
stopped
have
the
just
Ultrons.
Arrived in Slakovia, having driven there
for 100 episodes.
Whilst you were driving 100 episodes long, which you had queued up on your cassette, I keep going to Plumbing the Death Star. Put it in. Thanos is attacked. The Infinity Stones, funny that the Infinity Stones gathered without your knowledge. You're not part of it. And Thanos has come down. I guess, I suppose we'll set this like in Avengers Infinity War when Thanos' ship appears over New York City.
Yep.
And you're going to have to put together, I suppose, a team.
to deal with this.
Yeah. To send some people to space. Some people to the moon or whatever.
Because you were too busy driving, thankfully you weren't nearly assassinated by the Winter Soldier.
Yeah, that's true. And you missed Civil War.
And because Sokovia was not destroyed by the Avengers, Baron Zemo now presumably killed Magneto.
With a plastic gun.
Yeah, I was thinking, I thought you were going to say with a plastic knife. Like one of those little plastic pieces of cutlery in the back of his head. You're hearing about this on the news, and you're like, I've got to get there quicker. Step on it. You've got to keep stopping for petrol. So you're taking a fucking while.
So it's been a while.
You arrive at Slakovia. They're like, we did it. You're like, oh, turn around. Chuck your blinker on.
Yeah.
Back to New York.
Slakovia's just like, nice, rebuilt. It's a perfect city.
Like, what
Magneto
was the big
built
issue?
Skyscrapers. Everything is nice and molded and metal and beautiful.
What was the big deal?
And they look at you and be like, oh, you.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You didn't help at all.
You've been gone for 100 episodes. Then you return to New York, another odyssey by car.
Maybe I fly this time.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like, it was 50-50. It's like a year there, a year back.
Then you arrive back, and I guess they take you back to S.H.I.E.L.D. headquarters, and they're like, thank God, Nick Fury's fucked off yet again. And you, Joel Dusha, leader of S.H.I.E.L.D., master of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Master of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's right, because you were, look,
hey, Winter Soldier, they got him. They got Nick
you
Fury.
Weren't around and Nick Fury's dead.
Nick Fury is dead. And in his will, he was like, that fuck.
Oh.
Whoa.
The ultimate punishment in his death, replacing him with me.
I leave. It's great to imagine him being like, I leave S.H.I.E.L.D. too. That's right. You guessed it. Joel Dusha.
Oh.
Everyone's like, oh, no.
He's not battered. He's literally battered zero. He'll look after it.
He's got this. So like, all right, so here's the intel from Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
It says that some purple bloke has gathered all these stones and uh-huh. you've cooked it.
And yep. he's coming.
Yep.
What so are you going to do?
Is he coming for... how many stones does he have?
I suppose he has the same amount he has in Infinity War
yeah,
or whatever.
So he hasn't so got... he hasn't
the time
got,
Yeah, time.
Doctor Strange is one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically it. Yeah. He's got the rest, I think. Yeah. I don't remember how many stones he had.
He's got the Tesseract.
Oh, he doesn't have the reality stone either because it's in Vision's head.
That's right. He needs Vision's head.
So he needs Vision's head.
And the Tesseract.
No, he's got the Tesseract. He's Vision's head.
And the Time Stone.
And the Time Stone.
Yeah.
And is there any other stones?
It's real funny to imagine just the three of us in your office having this conversation.
All right, it's the three of us. Right. Well, we know he's
I
got
like to
the...
imagine we are using boiled eggs that I was eating to indicate so, that various
we've got one
stones.
Boiled egg. All right, so that was the one that Loki had.
Leaving greasy stains on the important
Why
documents in
Why are
front
your
of you.
Boiled eggs greasy?
They're oily with egg oil.
You got to dip them in butter.
Eggs Think. Aren't oily.
Some eggs are. These ones are.
I don't know.
So he's got the
Whilst
one.
You've been
Did
gone,
you boil
I've
them
developed...
in oil?
Yeah, I tried to deep fry it.
Deep fry boiled eggs. Get with the program. You're meant to be a smart genius. This guy doesn't know how
That's
to
not deep, how you cook eggs.
Deep fry boiled
That's
eggs.
That's how I do it.
Put it in hot water,
I'm
not,
not
hot
even
oil.
Eat them. I don't even like eggs.
What?
It was an experiment.
Why are you wrecking my office?
Because we need to know where the stones are.
You invited us in here. You leave in a road trip. 100 episodes.
I'm there unpeeling the greasy eggs, dipping them in different coloured dyes.
Yeah, these are the stones.
These are the stones. We've got to let them sit for a bit.
Okay.
So they absorb the colour. So this
the
one.
The red one. He has that. He got that when he took out the Nova Core.
Okay.
Yeah. No, is that the purple Tick. One? The wet purple one.
The wet purple one.
Yeah. These eggs are falling apart.
These eggs are falling apart. The wet blue one. He's got that because old mate, the tricky boy had it.
He doesn't have the wet green one.
See, the wet green one he doesn't have.
That's on Earth
drop
still.
That in your coffee.
The wet yellow one he doesn't have either.
No.
That's in a guy's
That's
head.
That's in a guy's head.
Okay.
Okay, where is the wet that, red one?
I'll slam that yellow one into my head like you might a can.
Yeah.
In Vision's head.
Yeah.
And then we're missing the
There's
yellow.
Two more. Oh, okay. He doesn't have the one that space Nazi has.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, the soul stone.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the Nazi stone.
No one knows what that one is.
And then there's a missing one.
Anyway. And then there's the wet red one.
That's
Where's
somewhere else.
This go?
Possibly Who Thor has it.
Didn't Thor have it for a bit?
Malekith?
Yeah, they definitely have it.
It's very great to imagine any other member of S.H.I.E.L.D. opening your office and being like, how are things proceeding in here?
Malekith!
Covered in boiled eggs. Yeah, we're getting it. Yeah. We just got to establish some things first.
Yeah.
The red one, he has. Let's say.
When did he get it? He got it from the collector.
That's right. All right. We're good.
Got it from the collector. So old mate's got three. We know where two are. One we don't know, but we secretly know it's in a space Nazi.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about that last one if he can't get the first five.
That's true.
Well, he's got three.
Yeah, he got three out of five. Yeah, but
he still needs two. I see what you're saying. If he can't get the next two, he doesn't need the space Nazi.
It's a weird
one.
Way of framing it, you know?
I was confused too, but
like, he's got to get the first five. I'm like, he's got three.
He's already got three, but he can't do much.
I mean, he's trying to, like, you know, put himself up on a bit of a win here. Because you're basically setting yourself up to fail when we just recently pointed out he's already got three.
Give me the phone. I'm calling up Doctor Strange.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Hello, Doctor Strange.
This is Wu speaking. Who are you after?
Wong?
Wong. This is Wong speaking.
Who's Wu?
I don't know.
Did I pass a test? Anyway, Wong, can I speak to the Sorcerer Supreme? It's of vital importance.
Wait, what's he up to these days? He's busy.
Doing what?
Surgery. Mystical surgery.
Tell him literally the fate of the universe is...
Hey, Strange!
He's not going to give up his belt buckle this easily, man.
No, I don't want his belt buckle.
Strange,
I just need to talk to him.
There's a man here. I'll conference you in.
Hello, it's me, Doctor Strange.
Yeah, hey.
Hey, Doctor Strange.
My jacket won't stop being animated.
Wow. That's...
Sorry, it's a cape. What's going on?
I need you to go back in time.
Okay, to what end? Who are you?
Hi, I'm Joel Dusha, head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I thought you might have known who I was since you're meant to be.
Doesn't work over phones. Go on. Oh, okay.
I need you to go back in time. We just got intel that someone is collecting the Infinity Stones. I know you possess one currently. I also know you're not going to give it to me. And I frankly don't want to touch it. Yeah. I will die.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. I just heard something like crash through our ceiling. Hey, yeah. It's a green boy.
Well, just be a sec and a green boy just crashed through the ceiling.
How about I meet you there?
We've already.
Where are we going? I'm there. Jackson now.
All right, we're going to go.
That seemed to go well.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the Strange Emporium, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Are we hopping in a car again?
That's in New York, so you can get there by car.
The traffic's pretty dead.
Well, take a fucking helicarrier then,
it's
all right?
So helicarrier, that's pretty good.
A helicopter.
All right, okay, we'll get a helicopter.
It's so funny to put the Strange Emporium into the GPS and arrive at, like, a clothing store. Are you sure this is the place?
No. Sanctum Sanctorum or whatever it's called.
Oh, okay. Sanctum Sanctorum.
We're outside a Strange Emporium. Sanctum Sanctorum. Sanctum. How do you spell that? Sanctuary?
I'll fly. All right.
Okay. I suppose we arrive as the Avengers are arguing and bickering. Yeah,
so
Tony's
I'm almost
there.
Too late.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, we would like your belt buckle, Mr.
I
Strange.
Don't want your belt buckle. Don't listen to him. I need you to go back in time.
Okay, to do what?
We need to prevent everything that's just about to happen. Or if you can spend Hulk back in time, that's also good.
Okay. Me, Hulk, don't understand time travel.
Oh, yeah, that's dumb Hulk still.
Yeah, I'm not a professor yet. No, wait, I'm just...
What?
I'm Mark Ruffalo, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, you're Bruce Banner, he's clever. Yeah.
I'm a clever boy, but I can't Hulk out because I'm a scared.
Yeah,
that's
just
fair.
Hulk, he's just Hulk, dude.
So,
yeah.
Doctor
look,
Strange.
Hey, who are you again?
I'm the head of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You
Joel
really
Dusha,
need to get, like,
S.H.I.E.L.D.
an ID, dude.
I need a press release.
Now, didn't Nick... Hey, sorry, I've been off planet for a while, but didn't Nick Fury die?
Yeah, this is the new guy. Oh. Hi, I'm Jackson. How you doing?
Oh, hey, Jackson. I'm Bruce Banner.
That's cool. Your name's alliterative. All right.
Yeah. Jackson J. Lee.
Yeah, Jackson J. Lee. How you doing?
All right, so yeah, so look, there's a purple,
okay, so
purple
say,
guy up. He hit the Hulk pretty bad.
Yeah,
and he's got three stones, and he's after three more. We don't know where one is. Anyway, Strange. Hey, Strange, he's after your stone.
Yeah, well,
go back in time, please.
Why
I'll
we going
send
back
Hulk
in time?
Back in time.
Okay. Why?
Okay.
No.
Hulk.
Yep.
Sent back to the stone.
Fuck.
But why does no one listen to what I say?
It's guys. Also great to send Hulk back to, like, even the the Battle of New York or the Bat, because it's just Bruce Banner.
Well, before you send me back, where are you sending me?
Yeah, we should have explained.
What do you want me to do? Bruce Banner writes a message in stone.
Why did he do it? It's not that long.
Because he sent him back to the caveman times.
Oh, that's fair.
What else is he gonna do?
No, I thought we were sending him back to the Battle of New York.
Well, no one listened to me.
Said anything, and then Doctor Strange is went back to stone.
Doctor Strange has got itchy trigger fingers. He's gotta do a. He's got a hair trigger. Whoa, back to the Stone Age.
Okay,
it's
so
funny.
He's a very prominent
Wong for coming with a tablet that's like, hello.
Hi. In a big tablet being like, hi, Doctor Strange, you fucked it. Can you bring me back in time,
Why did
please?
You send me to the Stone Age? I don't understand.
I fear dinosaurs. Plan?
I have not been living well.
I found what I'm using as a chisel to write this message. Bring me back
please
as soon as
back.
You read this.
All right, Doctor Strange, bring back Hulk.
Bruce Banner has a beard.
What did you want to
get? Why?
Why did
I look,
you
wait, he just looks at Joel. Why?
That's not
what
the
plan.
What
was your plan, you idiot?
No, speak to Dr. Strange.
Where do you want me to send him? I'll send him wherever you want now. Dr. Where do you
Strange,
want me to send
what
him?
What was his plan?
I don't want him to send him to anywhere yet.
Okay.
Right. Or at all, in fact, after what you just did to this poor man.
Okay.
Are you able to turn back into the Hulk now?
No.
That would have been a...
Well, no, I'm not angry. We're puzzled. That would have been useful.
That would have been a useful side
I can
effect.
Turn into, like, a shade of yellow... That's the quizzical Hulk.
Piss Hulk.
Yeah, it's Piss Hulk, if you will. He's not angry. He's confused. Okay. Watch me.
Also, I don't
huh?
think...
That's what he does.
Hulk, what?
Hulk, what? It's basically what he does.
Hulk, what? Hulk, what? Is so... Hulk, what? Okay.
So, can that help you out, JD?
Hey, Jackson here, dude. Do you want to just call this a bust and go get lunch? Figure out where to go next.
No.
All right.
There's Doctor Strange is flipping the time.
Doctor Strange, how many people are you capable of sending back in time?
Me.
One person.
From memory, yes.
And apparently me.
And Hulk. So two, I guess, including me, Doctor Strange.
Can you send both at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Uh-huh.
We got two options. Okay. And I reckon we try the first one first. If that fails, we can still go again.
Okay.
Both of you back to battle in New York. Doctor Strange, you weren't Doctor Strange at this time.
I was just a run-of-the-mill surgeon, yes.
Yeah.
If you can just try and get one of those gems.
Yeah.
Okay.
From Loki. He has two.
Okay.
Two.
The Tesseract and the stick, the gem in his stick.
Who else am I taking with me?
Well, if you can take Bruce Banner, that helps. If you can't, it doesn't matter.
He's just a guy.
Take Wong, then.
I will. I love Wong.
I know. I love Wong, too.
That's a lot of good Wong positivity.
Everyone loves Wong.
All right.
Very good.
Doctor Strange and Wong disappear into the time stream.
Are you taking me with you?
With the
No,
Hulk.
He can take two people.
No, okay.
Oh. He comes back. What?
not taking me anymore?
I can take two people. I established that.
Okay, for the process of this, maybe you should take me also.
Okay. Fine. Wong, you're staying here. Okay. You and Doctor Strange back to Battle of New York.
Bruce Banner and Wong have a lovely cup of tea together.
Yeah.
Isn't, I mean, in that time period... Thanos is attacking, so probably not a lovely cup of tea.
Yeah, that's true. They've still got to deal with Thanos in the main time.
But
yeah.
Thanos is attacking, and they're like, give us the time gem, and the time gem's not there.
It's back in the Battle of New York. Yeah.
Well, it's not Thanos. It's the weird sickly boy.
Yeah.
What's his name? Athena?
Yeah.
No,
Grobbled or something? That's
another side quest.
That's me at the window. Holy shit, Grimace is real.
I thought he was just McDonald's.
Who's this grobble guy?
Holy shit, we got a guy.
What?
Hulk, what? Okay. Battle of New York. What's your plan?
All right, Doctor Strange, you either need to try and destroy one of these Infinity Stones or we need to get one.
Destroy one of the Infinity Stones? How do we do it?
Don't know.
Okay.
Or if you can dislodge it in time, that could probably like send it to a time that doesn't exist. I know you can do weird time stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So the gems that are in New York are the one in the scepter.
Yeah, and the one in the Tesseract.
And the one in the Tesseract.
And the other time gem. And the ancient one has.
Yeah.
There are three.
Yeah.
We're having the end game realization.
Oh, yeah.
So while you two dickheads, Doctor Strange and JD, the ancient one pops down. It's like, oh, hey, Stephen, what's going on?
Oh, my God. This is just like this movie.
Yeah.
We need the time gems because this cunt says we do.
Well, you've got a time gem. I got a time gem. We got two time gems.
Yeah.
Did I hear correctly? He wanted to destroy the gems?
Yes.
Not
Why
the
do
time-
you want to destroy the gems?
All right.
I then do that wonderful thing to be like, if you destroy them, bullshit happens. Don't destroy the gems.
And then I point out, I'm like, yeah, but also what happens if you remove one from time?
Oh, yeah, same problem. Don't remove them either.
Too late.
Fuck.
Oh, dear Madonna.
Ancient One flicks Doctor Strange in the forehead like an idiot.
Flicks him in the forehead and he has that like, whoa, he goes like out of body experience like in Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Basically, right. Thanos is attacking, but in this reality, he's got
isn't
nothing.
It, doesn't it work, though, that if we take the gems from this reality...
Yeah.
Thanos...
So, okay, so if you take the gem from this reality and you want to come back and then give them before they go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Well, what do we need? Well, you don't need two time gems. That's silly.
No, we probably need the other gems, though.
Yeah. All right, I, Doctor Strange, will go home to help defend the present. Because you've got a time gem here get home.
No, don't do that.
That's good. They need that. Anyway, what do you need?
So the thing that they were attacking New York for, we removed, and then Doctor Strange just took straight back.
Fuck.
What?
So now I'm in 2012, knowing full well that in 2018 or 19 or whatever, things are bad and I'm just not there.
Yep.
Maybe I just retire. Fuck it. Oh, actually, no.
Doctor Strange pops back into the current timeline. Yeah. Bruce Banner. Hulk, what?
They all head to space like in the movie. Me and you were like, where are they going? I'm going to go with them to space. You can stay here.
Maybe after all
Where's
of this.
Where's Joel
Dusha? I was like, you know what?
Back in 2012. Yes.
Don't worry about it. Let's just stay here. We'll protect this timeline. The other one, it's fucked. They've made too many mistakes. We'll fix it.
Okay.
So after we defend New York here, I'm going to need you to go to Sokovia, Ancient One.
Yep.
Yeah.
And be prepared. Tony Stark is going to make a terrible decision. I'm just going to use... This is easy. I'm going to use my future knowledge.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do? I mean,
I'll go back in time. I'll be like, hey, Wolverine, join my team to help Age of Ultron. Stop it.
You go back in time as you're walking in to recruit Wolverine, and you're like, hey, don't say Bob. Don't say Bob. That's not going to work.
Also, and then he comes out with Wolverine, and he's like, all right, let's drive. And I'm like, no. Fly.
Learned my lesson.
Okay.
So, yeah, I've abandoned the timeline that I'm from.
You've abandoned the timeline me and Dammit are in.
Rude.
You've been nothing but a nuisance.
Yeah.
And Ancient One, we need to, if we can, get a hold of these gems. Or, I was like, look, I know what happens here. Just do what you're going to do. I'm going to stay out of it. We win.
Yeah.
And then... When S.H.I.E.L.D. have the things, we need to make it very clear that one, S.H.I.E.L.D. are Hydra.
Yeah.
Okay.
And two, those gems are very important.
I feel like you've just made yourself quite the target by being so prescient about what's coming. If so you one man are like, everyone, S.H.I.E.L.D. is Hydra. Yeah.
So it just shoots me in the head.
Yeah. Hail Hydra. Okay, so, all right, so you're, okay, so S.H.I.E.L.D. are Hydra.
Actually, that's a good point. I probably keep that to myself, hey?
Yeah.
Well, you've just told me.
Oh, okay, no, Ancient One already knows, because she already knew that Stephen Strange was going to be
killed. Hey, you know what's cool? Okay, so imagine, so you're staying in the past.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. But also, if things play out as they did in Avengers Infinity War and Endgame, everyone comes back to the past. So as you're like, got this, Battle of New York. Captain America.
So Ancient One and JD are having a conversation. Then suddenly we appear. Oh, look, it's Tony Stark. Hey, Bruce Banner. Hey, you're back.
Yeah. But he's Hulk this time.
Yeah. Now it's Professor Hulk.
Oh, did you get rid of the confused Hulk?
Yes. They're like, everyone got snapped.
Wait, I'm fixing that.
Snapped? What the hell is a snap?
Wait, are they coming back? Oh, okay. You're the Ancient One in this situation.
Yeah.
What happened to me and you, Zammit, on Earth when the snap happened? Because things happened as they did in that timeline. Did we get snapped?
I reckon we're on the planet with Tony Stark being like, that's rough.
That's a shame. I like to think that's I stayed rough. In the Sanctum Sectorium and I didn't get snapped, but the person driving a car did and they rammed into my legs. Like it cracked through the front and pinned me to a wall.
Okay.
So I wish I got snapped.
You said it instantly.
I'm coining the term. Oh, I wish I got snapped. What am I facing now?
Nothing, haven't even seen.
Nothing has happened. A car has just hit me. Oh, I wish I got turned into dust instead of this.
That would have been neat.
Oh, man. And now my guts are out.
Yeah.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
There's a version of me that likes to pretend I've got my life plotted out like a season arc, Clear structure, everything's paying off, no filler episodes. The truth is, dinner is usually more like an unplanned bottle episode where I'm just staring into the freezer hoping for a miracle and all my budget is gone. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. It's the plot armor my dinner plans didn't know they needed. Steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, and sides. All delivered straight to my door, so I'm never caught in a what's for dinner cliffhanger. I did the burgers last week, put them straight on the grill, and it was easily a series high. Like someone finally gave this show a decent budget. Way better than the usual grocery aisle filler content. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com is basically the pilot episode you want to start with. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99, plus get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Also, hey, plumbing is all cranberries and spice, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish Dusha was missing, presumed dead, and instead it was just Zammit, Jackson, and their good friends Adam and Cass immersing themselves in the fantasy world of Dungeons & Dragons and pretending to be elves or whatever. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for D&Ds for Nerds, our Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast that's far better than it has any right to be.
So now, Ancient One is chatting to Joel Dusha, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Then suddenly you've got Tony Stark, Bruce Banner, Captain America, Jackson in a wheelchair.
Hey, in the timeline you left us in, a car hit me. Zammit, and I said, yeah.
Zammit traumatized from seeing all these young people die in front of him. I saw Spider-Man just, just the dust.
I said snapped, and that's what it ever. I was right. What a coincidence.
He coined the term, man. It was cool. Anyway, hey, what are you doing here? Do you know what happened? Thanos got the stones.
That's what I'm trying to stop.
You know what he did?
Snapped?
Yeah.
And I came up. How crazy is that? I don't think we're giving that enough weight.
He came up with the term.
As the car rammed into my guts, I said, I wish that I'd become dust instead of this. And that's exactly what happened to everyone.
It was crazy.
That's not a term.
Well, I made it one now. They're saying it on the news.
Everyone got made into dust.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Just the slight changes to this timeline. Instead of snapped, it's made into dust. Things have changed since the maiden to dusting. What a world.
The dusting.
Okay, and then we explain the Avengers plan in Avengers Endgame. We're going back in time to collect the stones, which I guess must have been your plan.
I was already doing that.
So you came back in time to get the... No, you said you were going to abandon that timeline. He said he was going to abandon the timeline, guys.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't say nothing of the sort. Anyway, I'm glad we're all back together. We can help out.
Okay, so now we need to get from Loki that the Mind Stone out of his scepter.
So did you come back with the now you need the time.
Mm-hmm. That's troublesome. I'll stay here because I don't think I can really help. I'll hang out with the Ancient One. You guys go get Loki's scepter.
Yeah, hey, here you go, Bruce.
Yeah.
I've already explained the...
Yeah.
I guess we'll do a second slideshow for those who weren't here.
All right, what's your plan now? How are you going to get that scepter from Loki?
Well, I just let
Avengers Endgame play out.
Yep.
Okay. Well God, I'm good.
Except maybe because...
yeah.
Now they're going to be like, so this is our plan. Because
I don't know that this part. Knowledge of the future is only up until Infinity War, because that's that I lived.
Yes.
So now that we're back to.
Joel Dusha, head of S.H.I.E.L.D., since you are the most senior member of S.H.I.E.L.D. that we know to, we are now. Hi, I'm Captain America. We are now going to. You are now taking reins of this operation because you are the most cleverest man here. Sorry,
incorrect.
Tony.
No. Because at this point.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is defunct.
S.H.I.E.L.D. is still, yes, in my timeline, where I'm from, yes. But in
Sneaky Hydra?
No, that's
Cap
the
says,
point.
Polishing his S.H.I.E.L.D., narrowing his eyes.
Joel Dusha missed the whole Hydra thing.
The Hydra thing.
It happened all around him. That somebody would, you'd get like, I don't know, like mixed stamps and you get the Hydra tentacle and you're like, whose is this?
But they also wouldn't listen to my orders because Nick Fury is in 2012.
Oh, that's true. But they didn't listen to Nick Fury. You're here. Where was Nick Fury?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wait, he also... Oh, no.
Yeah.
He also left me in charge of this operation.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. I've never seen you get so tired so quickly. It's also funny how much time we've wasted arguing.
Since you were vanished at the start of Infinity War, and presumably all the terrible things that you did to that universe happen still. So they would be like, oh, it's this cunt.
I'm trying to save the other timeline.
Yeah, we can fix this one at least.
Yeah, like how you save Sokovia. Good job.
Hey, Magneto was killed. That's good.
He was the savior of Sokovia. Everyone loved
Baron Zemo stabbed him in the neck with a plastic fork.
Yeah, it was a tragedy.
So, you gotta get the scepter plan, and the Tesseract. The Tesseract shield has, and the scepter.
Well, getting the thing shield has is easy. I am an agent of shield.
You're just gonna
go and be like, Hail Hydra, apparently.
Yeah. Or I just walk in and I'm like, hey, I'm your boss still, because remember when I was in charge of this? give me the Tesseract.
Thanks,
Robert
a bunch.
Redford. Fuck off. These are mine.
Yeah.
And then I have those.
Hey, wait, because this is our timeline. Aren't these Sentinels attacking? Isn't Kitty Pryde pulling out the heart of a god right now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, it's not what happened at all. It's something far stranger. We come back to a very different Battle of New York.
Yeah.
You come back to Kitty Pryde standing there traumatized with her heart in her hand.
Wolverine inside out, I can only assume, because Magneto got a bit uppy.
Yeah, cool. Well, I guess Loki's dead. You just bend down and pick up the fight.
Right, we got these two. Let's go.
Let's go back to the present. Okay, cool. Traumatized deeply after the Battle of New York.
Everyone's like, I thought it went differently. I'm like, no.
Not even close. So, now the two other stones that we need to go back in time to get... the one that Dingus collects.
It's funny that in this situation, we're not protecting. We've skipped Infinity War.
Yeah, well, it just sort of.
Because we're not defending the stones. I'm just like, no, I want them.
Yeah, absolutely.
What happens if I get all the Infinity Stones?
Well, you get to make a click, baby.
Exactly.
We go back in time.
I do the same thing as Thanos. Oh, that's so much less stressful.
So we go back into to the present where everybody got turned into dust.
Okay, so they establish you now currently have the time gem.
Yeah.
You have
the space gem.
The space gem.
And the mind gem.
And the mind gem. So you got three, and we need three.
Yeah.
And Thanos has.
So you got. Thanos currently has three, but if we go back in a different time and collect them ourselves.
Yeah.
All right, how do we get these boys?
All right, so. Vision gets created because of Sokovia. Does that still happen?
No.
No.
Vision doesn't exist.
No. No Vision.
Just
I've got that stone anyway because it's a scepter.
All you need, the one that the space stone.
Yeah, you need the one up the Nova Corps have.
Yeah.
Yep.
You need the space Nazi one.
Yep.
And the one the collector has.
Yeah.
So we got to go to space, baby.
Yeah.
Lucky I've got the space stone and I can just like click it or whatever. Yeah. Am I friends with Thor?
No.
No, I don't
That's right. I killed his brother.
Yeah,
he hates
not
me.
He's super jazzed about you.
He hates you. And
Thor Ragnarok was a different film.
Also, S.W.O.R.D. currently hate you.
Yeah.
And I think maybe the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah,
don't know about you. No, Drax does. Yeah, they hate you.
I want to know a year-long road trip with that man. Now, maybe he likes you. You're all right. The Guardians like you.
Drax dropped out of space. He wasn't in the car with Dusha.
Drax doesn't like you.
How are we going to get to space, dude?
I got the space stone.
How do you use it?
We figured it out to open the portal in S.H.I.E.L.D., so I guess I'll just do that again.
Okay, just crack it like an egg.
Opens up. I'm like, oh, yeah, sweet.
Everyone in.
All right. Okay, let's go. Okay. Hey, we're at the...
That temple that Star-Lord was at.
Yeah.
Doing his dance. Is that where we're going to get that one?
Yeah, we'll get that one first. It's in a thing that we know we can touch.
Yeah, shoot Star-Lord with a handgun.
I'll punch him in the stomach.
You can take the gun off at the sword or whatever. Hey, I've not been paying heaps of attention.
I'm going to steal his helmet so I can breathe in space.
I would love to not be choking. Very purple. I thought it was more important to shoot this man than to breathe. Why are we here?
I get the stone. Maybe you die.
Just gotta get me back quick enough. I'm six. All right.
All right.
That was easy.
Got that stone.
Yep.
Wait, did any of us have a hand that they could put into the thing to get the stone?
What do you need to do?
No, that's all right. We'll probably just use Star-Lord's arm and just whack it out.
Yeah.
Because remember, it disintegrates Nebula's arm.
Whatever. Just slam it out. He's already dead.
Use his face. I don't care.
Jam Star-Lord's.
You grab him by the legs and swing him.
Like a bat.
Yeah, we'll just huck him.
This is going to be a fucked up thing for the Nova Corps to come, or the space cops or whoever they were to come in on.
Deal with the Collector or whatever.
There's never going to be who are you? I'm Star-Lord. They're just going to open it up and be like, someone shot this man.
All right. Well,
with a regular bullet, not even a space bullet.
And then disintegrated part of him.
His head is gone.
Who is this fuck?
Who did this?
All right. So
cuts back to me. I'm like, all right.
So we accidentally killed a... Isn't he like an elder god? Like, he's half a celestial.
He can't die.
He can die.
He can't die.
What happens if we shoot him in the heart?
No, that's the thing.
Yeah. So he's there. And as we push his face in his...
So we permanently disfigure him.
Don't come get us. That's what I'm whispering. Don't blame us. This is good for the universe.
This was a Thanos. We're Thanoses. Got it, boys.
Don't worry. He thinks Thanoses did this.
All right, let's go get that power boy. I think it's in Natalie Portman or the Collector, depending at what point you want to jump into Thor 2.
Yeah.
Thor 2 is different as Loki's dead. What did Loki then do? The Dark Elf probably still wanted it, yeah?
Yeah.
Because the Aether is still in Natalie Portman because she gets it on Earth, I think.
Yeah.
She gets it in London, yeah.
And... Loki spends most of his time in jail.
Yeah, so. It's a big obelisk or whatever.
Isn't it in her blood?
Oh, we got to go get some leeches and drain Natalie Portman.
We're going to get this.
Thor's really going to hate me now.
The reality stone in leeches. So we go hold Natalie Portman down, put leeches on her body, come back, and we got a jar of red leeches. That'll be our stone.
Now we're just going to get the last stone, which...
Okay, space Nazi.
How do we learn that?
Vormir.
Yeah, but who tells them that? Doesn't Nebulae?
Yeah, she figures it out off screen.
Well Nebula would have come back with...
Oh yeah, Gamora, sorry.
But Nebula knows as well, and she would have come back with Tony Stark from fighting Thanos on the planet. You know what I mean?
She only knows because Gamora told her.
Shit, and the Guardians of the Galaxy hate you.
Star-Lord looks like Ghost Rider now, and it's my fault.
But hey, at least he learns he's immortal earlier. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
That's true. He might side with his dad now, though.
Yeah,
that's a bit of a worry.
Maybe he becomes a planet now, too.
That's tomorrow's problem.
All right, we've got five stones.
Okay.
Is that enough?
No, we need one more.
You'll see the gauntlet.
Oh, man. None of us are tech geniuses, and we don't want to work with Tony Stark.
I went to Kmart and got this fingerless glove.
That'll do. Jackson, you're in charge of the snap.
Oh, no. So much pressure.
Gotta
we
make a good wish.
We need the sixth boy.
Okay, fuck.
We've got the glove, though. Jackson, you're going to be doing the snap.
Okay.
All right, my plan to get the...
How do we find out about the space Nazi?
Just call S.W.O.R.D.
Okay.
Just nut up, say sorry. They'll understand.
Ring, ring.
Hello, S.W.O.R.D.
Hey, S.W.O.R.D., it's Joel Dusha, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, you. You again.
Look, I've called because for two reasons.
Okay.
One,
We're listening, you're on speakerphone.
Hello, everyone.
Drax is here and he's unhappy.
Yeah, Drax is in the other room having a cry because you called. You really hurt him, man.
Look, I'm calling for two reasons.
Yeah.
One, to just let you know how sorry I am. And look, I'm sad that Drax can't hear this.
Yeah, Drax, come in here. You'll want to hear this.
Drax, and to everyone at S.W.O.R.D., I'm just so
you
sorry.
You hear some heavy breathing on the other line. Angry, heavy breathing. Hi, Peter Quill here.
Fuck, hang up. Dude, hang up. It's cool that that implies it was on speaker on this side as well.
So, sword isn't going to work.
All right, cook that option.
Sword. Peter, we were tracing the call. Why'd you say anything?
Presumably, eventually, Nebula would find... Because that's still happening as well, right? Yeah. They went back in time too, didn't they?
So I guess Gamora still dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got to go before he like that happens, though.
Well, if we just go back in time to Thanos and follow Thanos.
Well, at some point, because we're from the future where the snap happens, so we would know about the space Nazi.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey.
Because it's already happened.
We would know because that's what old mates have said.
Yeah.
We know what's happened. Space Nazi. We got a space Nazi.
I know
Nazi
about it.
Party.
So I just crack open the time-space stone to get him, like, jump
like
in.
Like an egg.
You can breathe in this one now.
Hey. Yes.
I was very in pain from the last one. My blood got heavy.
Are we going at the same time as Black Widow and Hawkeye, just a bit behind them?
Yeah. Don't worry about it, guys. We got this.
No.
What are we gonna do, space Nazi?
Can I just kick Jackson's wheelchair off the cliff?
Hey, I have the glove, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, but I got a two-pack. No, gloves come in pairs, idiot.
Did I have the gems, though?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so I am dead at the bottom of the
Do I get the soul stone?
No, because you didn't love me.
I'm gonna go get these stones. Walk back down, walk back up.
It's so funny to imagine, like, a really long path.
Head just cracked open.
Still a bit alive. Ow!
Shut up!
Why?
I thought I could trick them.
I'm in such pain. That's a huge fall.
I took all of the weight on my head.
The wheelchair hit me on the head. You did this. Bring me back up.
Just bandage your head. Start wheeling you back up.
I cannot believe this.
All right. Three of us there. Edge of a cliff. A space Nazi next to us. Right. What do we do, boys?
Jackson, you love things that are bad, yeah?
Yes.
And then I point to space Nazi.
I love all beings. And then I put my fingers in his nose like a bowling ball and yeet him off the edge.
You get the soul stone.
Woo! Thank God I have enough love for everybody.
You're a lover of all things bad.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, right. Got all the stones.
We got the six stones. What are we doing?
Time to fight. We're gonna put them in my glove.
Yep, Jackson. Time to snap.
What am I snapping?
Would you ask, or would you have just snapped?
I probably just snapped to fix my legs.
Still got that gaping head wound.
What are we doing? I stand up. That hurt. Hey, my arm is charred.
All right.
You get stuck in an endless loop of snapping to fix the arm you just damaged.
Guys, give me some direction here.
It's more like the giant power surge is happening every time. Fixing, destroying.
It's
and
great
fixing.
To imagine having the big fight. You know, like the big fight Captain America has against Thanos, but like the moment Thanos hits one of us, which
like on one side, Thanos' army from the past come in, the other side, Captain America's army isn't coming in, and you're there just clicking
in the middle. Guys, hurry up!
Wish that this war is done.
I wish the war is done.
Did you say the war is done?
I wish the war is done.
There is a bead of black, a bead of white, then we are back on Earth. What has happened?
Did you say you wish the walrus done?
I think my tongue slipped.
Did you just make walrus extinct?
I think that's the most reasonable guess.
What has happened?
Googling, is the walrus done? Just getting the answer back, yes. I think I did it.
No!
We fixed time.
I guess.
Trying to figure out if people have been dusted still, but just really, just walruses.
I just got rid of them, I think. Okay, that fight's still happening somewhere. That's a worry.
Where are the stones now?
Well, surely I still have the glove, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for some reason, without walruses, we are not in space.
I noticed that. Let's try. Let's give that another whack. Okay. Crack open the space stone.
Step back. Sorry, boys.
I have some bad news. It's good to mention in the middle of that massive fight. Yeah. I have some bad news about walruses.
Time out. All right, I want to raise your hand. Who here is a fan of walruses?
Everyone puts their hand up.
Oh, you are not going to be pleased with me.
So, good news, bad news.
Anyway, I wish Thanos was inside out.
His organs fall to the floor.
Cool.
Blood everywhere.
I know I can fix this problem. I'll click again, turn every one of Thanos' allies into a walrus.
Yes!
There you go!
They're in space and die again instantly.
Fuck!
No, there's air!
There's air! All right. That's...
But the ones that were flying are falling. Are you doing it, like, in terms of, like, so the big worm boys, that's just a big walrus?
Yeah, size matters.
So all the little walrus inside the big walrus die instantly because the walrus cannot live inside a walrus.
But the Avengers won.
And now we have this delicious walrus meat.
In space.
Yeah. I take all of the stones off the glove, put them in a plastic bag that's a bit wet and hand it back to you. You saved the day this time instead of cooking it like always.
Yeah, well done.
Dude, I did it.
Congrats, man. Nothing bad happened.
Only good things this time.
Standing in a field of decaying. It's already going off. I think I did it wrong.
Are these walruses sentient? Like, have the brains of the aliens, or are they just straight up walrus?
I suspect, now that I don't have the glove on. Well, I have the glove on, but there are no stones in it.
It's just a rubber glove.
I have cold hands. I suspect they're just walruses. We're going to need to get people to ship these back to Earth if we're going to have any hope of, you know, rekindling that. Anyway.
Hey, Doctor Strange, can you open some walrus portals?
Let's go home. Crack open the space stone like an egg to your office.
Put my feet on the desk. Job well done.
Throw the stones in a waste paper basket.
Sorted.
Looking at it being like, shouldn't you give them to someone? Nah.
Who am I going to give them to? Maybe I give them to the ancient one.
That's fair, dude.
Yeah.
I go back in time.
Give them to the ancient one. Stuck in 2012. Good.
Yeah, this is good for me. I did it. It took 300 episodes and I finally figured out how to be a better Nick Fury than Nick Fury.
You did it, man. Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And on that note, I've been Joel Dusha, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I've been Jackson Bailey, just Jackson Bailey.
And I've been Joel Zammit.
Thanks for listening, and if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com, and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps, and if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.